Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lori London. The nearly five-week takeover of an Oregon wildlife refuge by armed militants has ended. NPR's Martin Costi tells us the last holdout gave himself up a short time after three others surrendered to authorities this morning.
The last militant at the refuge was named David Fry. He's a 27-year-old from Ohio. He was supposed to surrender with the other three final holdouts earlier in the morning. But as they surrendered, he suddenly changed his mind, and for a couple of hours, he said he would stand his ground. He said he didn't want to give up, but he was talked around and did surrender peacefully. As he did so, he asked for the federal agents taking him into custody to say hallelujah, and they did.
The occupiers were demanding the federal government turn over federal lands to local control. New guidelines released by the Vatican tell bishops they do not necessarily have to report allegations of clerical sex abuse to police. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports the move runs counter to the position of a special committee on sex abuse appointed by Pope Francis.
This week, a top Vatican official outlined papers presented during the most recent training course for new bishops. One of the papers was written by a French Monsignor, Tony Anatrella, who is a psychotherapist. Anatrella said bishops have no duty to report allegations of sex abuse to the police because that's up to victims and their families. This view is opposite that of the Pope's Committee on Clerical Sex Abuse, that it's a moral obligation to report allegations, whether required by local legislation or not. The committee had no part in preparing the training session. Anatrella is known for his view on gender theory, the controversial belief that children in Western societies are being exposed to radical notions of sexual orientation. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Stocks in the U.S. plunged again today following a slide in global markets. As NPR's John Idsty reports, the losses came as Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen was briefing lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
The Dow Industrials and the S&P 500 were down as much as 2-3% after some Asian and European indexes tumbled 4% or more. Concerned investors fled to safer instruments, causing the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield to dip below 1.52%, its lowest level since 2012. At the Senate Banking Committee, Fed Chair Yellen responded to a question about whether the turmoil would trigger a recession in the U.S.
We have seen global economic and financial developments that may well affect the U.S. outlook.
But Yellen said it's premature to decide exactly what the consequences for the U.S. economy will be. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.
At the closing bell, the Dow slid 254 points at 15,661. That's more than 1.5% drop. This is NPR News. The Labor Department says fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. The report is a good indicator of how many people are being laid off. Most economists agree it's another sign the job market is stabilizing as companies hold on to workers and possibly look to do more hiring. A lawsuit that's shaken the New York art world has ended in a settlement. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, a prominent art gallery and its former director were accused of selling fake paintings by modern masters for millions of dollars.
The case settled just as Anne Friedman, the former director of Knoedler & Company, was set to testify. The Blue Chip Art Gallery closed in 2011. Around the same time, it was accused of selling a number of forgeries attributed to abstract expressionist masters. At least 30 works turned out to be fakes. Both the gallery and its former director maintained they were fooled. But a couple who bought a supposed Mark Rothko painting for $8 million filed suit, seeking $25 million in damages. The terms of the settlement with Knoedler were not disclosed. Friedman herself settled earlier this week. A total of 10 collectors filed lawsuits against the gallery. The majority have now settled. This case was the first to go to trial. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Frigid weather is settling in over the Midwest and eastern U.S. The National Weather Service says bitter cold temperatures with wind chills in the single digits will stick around for a few more days. Western New York is expecting a winter storm that could bring up to 2 feet of snow. I'm Lori London, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.